If you would, turn in your Bibles to a great psalm, Psalm 113. Starts off, praise the Lord. We should be doing all the time, shouldn't we? Everything, give thanks. Psalm 113, praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations. His glory is above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high, who humbles himself to behold the things who are in heaven, the things that are in heaven and on earth? He raises the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. Verse 9. He makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. That he would put that at the end, right alongside with, to make them sit with princes, is revealing to us the elevated position of motherhood. What a wonderful and grand thing that God has granted to women, to be a joyful mother with children. What a wonderful truth. And God has elevated this position that we might rejoice with him in motherhood. And this is a time in which we usually allow Kay to share about mothers that perhaps hadn't rejoiced in their motherhood, but God has given them another chance to really find redemption and forgiveness and through this ministry. So, Kay, tell us about this ministry.
Well, you'll see your insert in your bulletin today. And today's the kickoff of the baby bottle boomerang. And First Coast Women's Services is the one who provides these baby bottles. And this is the way that we support their ministry. And they're not affiliated with any church, but they are a group of women who actually minister to other women. And this is the way that we can support them. And there's thousands of dollars that come in through this baby bottle ministry. And it's been going on for quite a few years now. And we've always supported them. Kim and I were involved in a ministry of Caleb Ministries, and this is kind of a quasi same thing. It actually ministers to women who have unwanted pregnancies, and supports them in ways, as far as giving them baby clothes and helping them walk them through the unwanted pregnancy, making them realize that this is a life, this is a baby, and helps them not to go through the abortion route. So we want to support them. It also has a ministry that is for post-abortive women who have aborted their babies, and it gives them the forgiveness of Jesus. It teaches them how, Jesus is the one that forgives. And it's a very difficult time for women who've gone through this. So this is a way that we can support them in their ministry. So we ask you to take a baby bottle today as you leave and bring it back on Father's Day. We do that because we hand them out on Mother's Day and get them back on Father's Day because a baby needs two parents. And this is the way that we show that. And so you can put your change, your dollar bills, or your checks in here. Just make sure you bring it back by Father's Day. And if you don't, we'll give you a little grace period with that too. So thank you very much.
And the thing that we appreciate about this ministry too is that it's very evangelistic, and you proclaim the name of Christ. And we know that that's the answer. All these problems. When I think of motherhood, I think of course, my mother, and my wonderful wife, who's been a great mother. And I think of Elizabeth, who's always been a great paragon, as I've seen how much she's loved her children. And we're just so glad to have Elizabeth back, and that she's doing so well and able to travel. And we just ask that, we know that everybody's just really glad to see her, but let's just not overwhelm her, and just let her know that you're glad to see her, but maybe this is not a time to have, where's Andrew? Andrew hugs, no Andrew hugs. Okay. Well, Father, we give you thanks for your goodness to us and for your healing power, healing not only in the physical, but in the realm of the emotional, that you're a God that makes things new. And so we ask your healing upon all these women who have gone through these difficult times. And Lord, may this be a ministry that beckons them back to you. We pray this in your name. Amen.